Well, the next work we're going to hear in this programme that was hosted by the BBC Symphony Orchestra and conducted by Oliver Nussen is Henze's Englische Liebeslieder, which is a collection of reimaginations of English love songs for cello and orchestra, a cello concerto, effectively. Oliver Nussen, this does seem another of these pieces, a bit like Los Caprichos, with lots of layers of meaning going on. How are we to interpret, then, the English love songs of this cello concerto?
I think that whatever piece Henze is working on was very much related to what was going on in his life at the time, which may tell you something about this. And he also had explored throughout his career the business of making pieces of music that were very closely related to texts, not just doing a sort of illustration of them, but either setting them syllable by syllable or making structural equivalences, let's say, between a poem or a piece of prose. So in fact, his first cello concerto, Ode to the West Wind, is entirely based on a poem, the poem by Shelley. And it's the relations between the music and the words in that. That's more difficult to fathom than the present piece, which he unusually, for him, when he's doing these literary things, it's a quite wide-ranging selection of poems.
So there are six that it's...
There are six.
Six poems that it's based on. Now, the programme note for the concert at Maideville said that we don't know what these texts are. Do you, Ollie, is there any clue as to what they might be?
Well, eventually somebody, because all Henze's manuscripts are now available in the Zacher archive, Mr. Peterson, actually, who is a German musicologist, wrote an article about Henze's pieces of a book, actually about Henze's pieces of the 1980s, and identified the poems, so we know what five of them are. The first one is Robert Graves' She Tells Her Love When Half Asleep. The second one is All My Past Life Is Mine No More by John Wilmot, the Earl of Rochester. Something new to me, although I gather he's a poet of, shall we say, some character. The third one is Blow, Blow, Thou Winter Wind from As You Like It by Shakespeare. The fourth one is a poem by James Joyce, Sleep Now, Oh Sleep Now. And the sixth one is the Sonnet 128 of Shakespeare, which is How Oft When Thou My Music Placed, which is about the poet watching his loved one playing the keyboard, which you can hear that's the most obvious reflection of the poem in the music. The fifth movement,
which is entitled Tango.
Tango, Henze says, yes, it was based on a poem, but he can't remember what it is, which I don't believe for a moment, so it's probably something quite naughty. But the interesting thing is what the relation between the music and the poems is, because like many of Henze's pieces from after the period of the Seventh Symphony, which I think was in the early 80s, and this piece is 84, 85, it's a very, very richly textured and multi-layered piece in which there are usually several simultaneous textures going on. Now, this is not an easy thing for the cellist.
Anssi Kartanen in this performance,
who's doing a wonderful job, a very, very difficult part. The cello is, as it were, one of a number of simultaneous screens. And I think the process is easiest to hear of how he does things, possibly in the first one, which starts with the cello, as it were, telling her love while half asleep, with this very somnolent background. And as the Graves poem progresses, I mean, I don't know it from memory, but it talks about the winter and it talks about the light and various things. At each change of line, let's say every four or six bars, there's a new texture added on top of that original thing. So you wind up with this phantasmagorical sound of a lot of instruments playing very quietly together different things. It gives you a sort of pool of things to listen to that you find your way into if the performance is transparent enough. I don't know, I haven't heard this one yet, but I hope it is.
Let's hear it, Ollie. Anssi Kartanen is the cello soloist. The BBC Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Oliver Nussen in Hans-Werner Henze's cello concerto, Englische Liebeslieder.